Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I wish that there could be like a huge national sound system. And we would all wake up and they'd say, attention, attention, we have found the problem and we have solved it. He is gone.
Hillary Clinton, oddly dreaming of a day when instead of the tornado sirens going off outside of her house, it's an audible alarm telling her that we've solved the problem and Trump is gone. I don't know if she's suggesting that he died or somebody removed him from office. Like, this is what she dreams of. I wonder if she had this same thought right before she paid for the Steele dossier filled with lies to try to undermine his position or his candidacy or his presidency. Because clearly her goal has been consistent since about 2015 that she wants to undercut Donald Trump and or get him out of office.
Here's the problem with that. Even if she were to ever be able to get Donald Trump out of office, which clearly is not possible, those of us who are part of the basket of deplorables, yes, we're still sticking around. And even if J.D. Vance were to become president in now 3 years or so, you know, is she just going to be angry about that too?
She will. She will be angry about that. You know, one thing that one thing I wonder if she looks at is some of the peace deals that he's been able to strike. And the fact that a lot of these things have been laying out there for years and weren't fixed by previous administrations. One thing the Trump administration is working on right now is the Ukraine-Russia war. A proposal got rolled out. It took a lot of heat from the Ukrainians. And Jonathan Savage of Fox News Radio has been covering that story. I know there were some talks this weekend. Jonathan, what's the latest?
Yeah, the talks have cooled the heat from the Ukrainians, I think it's fair to say. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was leading talks on behalf of the United States with the Ukrainian delegation in Geneva, Switzerland. Secretary Rubio saying that yesterday was a very good day. Yeah, that 28-point plan, it was leaked last week, and people saw it. They thought that it greatly favoured Russia. Many Ukrainians were disheartened by that, but Ukraine now says their voices are being heard. They've issued a joint statement with the United States off the back of that talks, calling the consultations highly productive and showing meaningful progress towards aligning positions. So these talks have ended with a new peace framework, and that's going to be the future of further discussion.
So now I guess they take that framework and they go back to Russia? Is that what happens next?
Very possibly. The Kremlin says it hasn't received an updated peace plan as yet, although a spokesman for Vladimir Putin says that they understand that some adjustments have been made to the peace plans that Russia had previously received, but they've not received anything officially. There are also no plans yet for Russian talks with a U.S. delegation this week, but of course, that could change at any moment.
So we still don't know the new components of that peace plan that's expected to be released, but what are the biggest components of the original one?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, we don't know. We do know what problems Ukraine had with the previous one. The main problem, according to President Zelensky, was Vladimir Putin's demand for legal recognition of the territory that President Zelensky says has been stolen from Ukraine. He says borders cannot be changed by force, and Russia is still killing people. Other aspects of the plan included Ukraine cutting its armed forces from 880,000 to 600,000 people, and Ukraine committing to not joining NATO.
Yeah, that didn't seem like a little bridge too far for the Ukrainians, for sure. You know, Jonathan, I know it's off topic here a little bit on Ukraine, but we're also covering the hostilities that seem to break out again in Gaza this weekend. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's right. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of violating the ceasefire. There were weekend airstrikes on Gaza, which health officials there say killed at least 20 people. I've seen the number 24 out there as well. What the Israeli military is saying is that they were responding, their troops were responding to being fired on first. Hamas has sent a delegation of mediators to Egypt for further talks on that. But certainly this is another test for the ceasefire.
I don't think many of us thought that that would actually stick, right? They're going to make some sort of an agreement, and we knew that Hamas, being a terrorist group, was going to violate it. So then I have to wonder, okay, well, if Russia and Ukraine make some sort of a peace deal, it relates to territory and other things like that, not joining NATO, what are the odds that that stuck Russia, to as well? Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is one of the things that Ukraine have always said. You know, you cannot trust Russia. They will not stop here unless they are forced to stop here. That's why they say that Russia needs to be pushed back. Ukraine needs more military support so that Russia leaves this with a bloody nose and pays for what they see as their crimes. That's why, important to this peace negotiation, if Ukraine is not allowed to join NATO, they will insist on getting robust security guarantees. So while they wouldn't have the protection of the NATO Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, they say they must have some sort of security protection from Europe and ideally, in their view, the United States as well.
So what about that mineral deal the U.S. struck with Ukraine? I thought that was supposed to provide some level of stability.
Yeah, I think it certainly went a long way towards improving relations between the United States and Ukraine, and it gives the U.S. some skin in the game, as it were, in Ukraine's future and ensuring Ukraine's sovereignty remains. So that may help in the long run. It was an important deal for the Ukrainians and for the United States, and could go some way towards improving their security alliance. So yes, this may be, again, the subject of future negotiations, separate from the talks between Ukraine and Russia.
Very good. Jonathan Savage with Fox News Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day. I could listen to the guy's accent all day.
Hello.
Yeah, that sounded Irish.
I mix up between like Irish, Australian, English. I know you really nail accents though, Mark.
You want to take a whack at it? No, I can't do. I cannot do it. I think he's Scottish.
It sounds Scottish.
I think it's a little bit of Scottish in there. But yeah, he's right about that. You know, this morning I was taking some grief, as usual, on the Facebook page, Facebook feed, when I said Donald Trump had negotiated peace in the Middle East. He did. I mean, over the weekend, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but like the UN Security Council embraced the United States' plan to rebuild Gaza, like to use Turkey and the Arab states and Saudi Arabia and all of those states coming together to put a council together to rebuild Gaza, to make sure that Hamas was. I mean, That none of that happened under Tony Blinken. Do you understand that? They did the Biden administration did nothing for 4 years. And Trump has solved this inside of his first year in office. Now, I'm not saying it's permanent. There'll continue to be flare-ups here and there. But what a leap forward. Give the man some credit. Drop your TDS at the door occasionally. All right. We're going to get to our friend Dan Buck with The Buck Stops Here at about 7:35.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.